为什么一块隐藏在地下上万年的石碑会被认为预言了？
Why is a stone tablet hidden underground for thousands of years considered a prophecy?
今天的人类仍要面对的一个巨大风险呢？
What is a major risk that humans still face today?
这块石碑位于土耳其哥贝克历史站，编号43。
PQI Shibei YU2 Erkai Jibei Kilai Shishan Byron House Shishan。
上方刻着一只巨大秃鹫
，Above is carved a huge vulture，
所以又被称之为秃鹫。
Therefore, it is also called a vulture。
是，从艺术的角度来讲
，From an artistic perspective，
浮雕的雕刻手法很稚嫩
，The carving technique is naive。
但爱丁堡大学的两位科学家
，But two scientists from the University of Edinburgh。
近期的研究却发现
Recent research has found that
这块石碑不仅是上一期人类文明留下的一份精确到了小时的灾难档案
This stone tablet is not only a precise disaster record left by the previous human civilization down to the level of individual stones
还有可能是一个留给后人的防空警报警告我们那个杀死他们文明的凶手并没有死。
There is also the possibility that it is a warning left for future generations, warning us that the perpetrators of the genocide have not died.
而且有一天必定还会复来。
And one day, it will definitely rise again.
大家好。
Hello, everyone.
我是老雷。
I am Lao Lei.
今天咱们来聊聊哥贝克历史镇的新发现。
Today, let's talk about the new discoveries at Gokli Tepe.
我们把时间拨回到1988年。
We rewind the clock to 1988.
这一年，土耳其东南部上了乌尔法的一个库尔德族牧羊人。
A Kurdish shepherd from the southeastern part of Turkey.
在一个叫杜皮山的地方。
In a place called Belly Mountain,
很偶然地发现了一个造型古怪的石雕。
But I accidentally discovered a strange-looking stone sculpture.
这一带曾经有拜占庭帝国时期的墓葬群。
It used to be a group of tombs from the period of the Bajang Dynasty in this area.
所以发现者就把石雕当成了当地司空见惯的拜占庭文物。
Therefore, the discoverer considered the stone carving to be a common artifact in the local temple.
他把它送给了乌尔法。
Also, he gave it to Ulf.
是博物馆。
It is a museum.
博物馆根据发现者的描述，也
According to the description of the discoverer, the Bow Museum was built.
自然地把它随手摆在了拜占庭帝国的展厅里。
He naturally placed it in the exhibition hall of the Byzantine Empire.
1994年
1994
一个叫施密特的德国考古学家
A German archaeologist named Schmidt
来到了乌尔法博物馆
I arrived at the Urfer Museum.
当施密特走到杜皮山石雕前的时候
When Schmidt reached the Belly Mountain stone carving,
他的眼睛瞪大了
His eyes widened.
只见雕像的头像
I saw the statue's bust.
狮子胸腹部
Like Zeus's belly.
像人下半身则像一个婴儿
More like a human being.
一直研究中东古文明的施密特很熟悉
Schmidt, who has been studying ancient civilizations for a long time.
拜占庭文化一看就知道
The Byzantine culture is immediately recognizable.
这绝不是拜占庭时期的东西，和自己接触过的任何文明遗迹也都对不上号。
This is definitely not something from the Byzantine era, and it doesn't match any other artifacts I've seen from any civilization.
于是施密特就赶紧找到了馆长。
Then Schmidt quickly found the director.
向他打听这个雕像是哪里来的。馆长呢
I asked him who the curator of this sculpture is.
就介绍说
Here's the introduction.
这个呀，是在肚皮山那一带发现的。
It was discovered in the area of Belly Mountain.
你是馆长啊？
You are the director.
我猜你后面得这么说。
I guess you're going to say something like this.
于是施密特又赶紧带上了简单的考古设备。
Ben Schmidt quickly brought up the simple archaeological device.
找到了发现雕像的那位农民。
Found the farmer who discovered the statue.
马不停蹄地赶到了肚皮山。
He rushed to the Belly Mountain without stopping.
经过简单的勘测之后。
After a simple survey,
施密特判断。
Schmidt's judgment.
山丘之下大有乾坤。
There are great opportunities under the hills.
一年后
One year later,
后他拿到了土耳其政府的许可。
He obtained permission from the Turkish government.
带领一支庞大的考古队进驻肚皮山开挖。
A large archaeological team has entered the Dubi Mountain to excavate.
这一挖就挖出了21世纪最大的考古奇迹之一。
This excavation unearthed one of the greatest archaeological wonders of the 21st century.
哥贝克利石阵，多说一句
Oakley Stone Circle.
哥贝克利在土耳其语当中就是肚皮的意思。
Gebeki lizai tuur kai yu dang zhong jiu shi ju padi yi si.
团队没挖多久。
It didn't take long for the team to be recruited.
就挖出了一个圆形巨石阵。
A circular giant stone was unearthed.
石阵有内外两圈圆环，外圈的直径大约是30多米。
Stonehenge has two rings, an inner and an outer, with the outer ring having a diameter of about 30 meters.
内圈的直径大约是10米，围墙。
The diameter of the inner circle is about 10 meters.
都是由小型石块砌成的。
All made of small stones.
并且每隔几米就会摆上一个巨大的梯子形石。
And every few meters, a large T-shaped object would be placed.
石柱，在石阵的中心还矗立着两块更大的梯子形石碑。
In the center of the stone circle, there are two larger T-shaped stone monuments.
石碑并不是简单的插在土里的。
Stones are not just placed in the ground.
而是建筑。
Instead, it's a building.
是先在地上平放一块打磨好的巨石，凿出了一个十厘米深的凹槽。
A stone was lying flat on the ground, and a series of centimeter-deep depressions were carved into it.
最后才把 5.5 米高的梯形石。
Just got a 5.5-meter ladder.
柱稳稳地卡在凹槽里。
The stone pillar stood firmly in the valley.
它们的重量从几吨到十几吨不等。
Their weight ranges from a few tons to dozens of tons.
而且呢，它都是由一整块巨石打磨而成的，表面光滑，形状对称。
And what's even more remarkable is that they are all made of a single large stone with a smooth, symmetrical surface.
线条清晰。
Clear lines.
切割打磨得非常好。
The cutting and polishing are very good.
巨型石碑上还雕凿着一些动物的浮雕，浮雕的手法和今天故事开头所说的石雕一致。施密特又用探地雷达探测。
The giant stone was also carved with some animal reliefs, and the stone carving technique was similar to the one mentioned in the story's opening. Schmidt also used ground-penetrating radar to probe.
发现肚皮山附近方圆90,000平方米的土层之下都隐藏着石阵。
Stone circles were discovered beneath a 90,000 square meter area near the Belly Mountain.
那经过了二十多年的挖掘
，It has been excavated for over 20 years.
掘到2025年
，By 2025,
也只有6%的石阵露出了真容。施密特的团队
，Only 6% of Schmidt's team were visible.
一共挖掘清理出了6座石阵，标号。
A total of 6 time array markers were excavated by Zingli.
分别是 A, B, C, D, E, F, 每座石阵的形状和大小都不相同。
The shapes and sizes of each time interval are different, namely at depth.
它都是同心圆的结构。
But they all have a circular structure.
而且每座石阵的中心都有两个巨大的 T 字形石。
In addition, there are two large T-shaped structures at the center of each time interval.
石碑。
Steel.
六座石阵的不同之处在于 ABCD 这四座石阵都有两个同心圆结构。
The six-seat table has four stone tablets, each with two concentric circles.
而且明显建筑技艺更为高超，年代呢也更为久远。
And the architectural skills are obviously more sophisticated, and the period is also more ancient.
R E 和 F 这两座石阵的建筑时间。
And the construction time of these two time zones, E and F,
比前四座晚。
Compared to the first four,
而且只有一个圆圈。
And there is only one circle.
建筑质量也明显比不上前四座。
The quality of the buildings is also obviously not as good as the first four.
更为惊奇的一点是
More surprisingly,
所有的石阵都是被当时的人类所掩埋的。
All the periods were buried by humans at that time.
当然不是建好了。
Of course, it's not built yet.
就立刻埋。
Immediately full.
而是在几十年或者上百年之后。
And after a few decades or even a century.
当时的人们会把旧的石阵掩埋。
At that time, people would bury the old time periods.
再从上面造新的。
Create new ones from above.
所以斗转星移，一个个石阵就垒成了连绵不绝的小山丘。
So, one after another, the changes in the weather formed a continuous hill.
这就意味着，按照哥贝克利石阵的规模
Qi Ji Yu Yi Ji and Zhou Ji Bei Qi Lai Shi Zhen De Gui Mo.
它是需要一个专业化团队运作才能搞出来的。
It requires a specialized team to achieve.
项目。
Project.
拿现在工程来对比。
Compare with the current project.
它首先需要有设计人员来画图啊。
It first needs a designer to draw the picture.
计算啊
，calculate，
选址啊
，location，
然后工程人员才能进行施工。
Then the construction workers can proceed with the construction。
施密特好奇地查遍史书
，Smith's curious investigation of history，
也找不出哪个王朝在这里留下了如此规模宏大的石阵群，而测量的结果。
It's also difficult to find which dynasty left such a large scale of stone circles here, and the results of the test are zero.
更让他感到意外。
This surprised him even more.
石阵居然是公元前九千到一万一千年前的作品。
It turns out that the Great Wall is actually a work from the 9th to 11th centuries BC.
也就是距今 1.2 万到 1.3 万年前的东西，测量。
That is something from around 12,000 to 13,000 years ago.
结果一出来
，The results came out.
施密特就被绝大多数的考古学家喷了个遍。
Schmidt was heavily criticized by most archaeologists.
根据我对人类的了解
，Based on my understanding of humans.
那时候大部分人类还不会耕种。
At that time, most humans were still not farmers.
和我们一样。
Like us.
属于吃了上顿。
Belong to eat yesterday's meal.
没下顿。
No meal.
那心得大到什么程度的一群人才会想起来搞出这么大一个没有卵用的工程。
Only those who had achieved a great level of understanding would think of undertaking such a useless project.
所以有没有可能是搞错了
？So could it be that I'm mistaken?
据说啊，很多和你一样的杠精科学家也是这么想的。
Initially, many scientists like you thought the same way.
可是自己去肚皮山取样，测出来的结果和施密特是一样的。
However, the results obtained by myself when going to the Belly Mountain were the same as those obtained by Schmidt.
所以施密特的这个测零结果。
Therefore, Schmidt's zero measurement result.
随着时间的推移。
Over time,
已经被绝大多数人认可。
It has been widely recognized.
再回到故事开口讲到的第43号石碑凸九石。
Return to the beginning of the story where the fourth stone pillar was discovered at 900.
他就是在第十阵被发现的。
That's where he was discovered.
第十阵呢，也是迄今为止保存最完好的石阵。
As for the town of Dishai, it is the best preserved stone town to date.
同时也是规模最大的一座。
Also the largest.
还是最古老的那座。
It is the oldest one.
所以呢，越古老的越先进这个情况确实在哥贝克里石阵真实存在。
So, the fact that the older the civilization, the more advanced it is actually exists in Gokli Tepe.
那这个时间点就引起了一些科学家的注意。
This time point has attracted the attention of some scientists.
因为它正好是新仙女墓器修建完成的。
Because it was just completed in the new fairy tomb.
这是一段长达1300多年的兵器。
This is a weapon that has been used for over 1,300 years.
而它出现的时间也恰好就是在距今13000年至11500年之间。
And it also appeared around 13,000 to 11,500 years ago.
英国爱丁堡大学有两位科学家，叫马丁和迪米特里奥斯。
A scientist at the University of Edinburgh, Martin and Dimitri.
我们下面就叫他们老马和老迪。
Let's call them Lao Mark and Audi.
这两位研究了凸九石之后，得出的结论是
：The two researchers concluded that after studying the vulture stone,
凸九石很可能并不是随意被雕刻出来的。
The vulture's stone is likely not arbitrarily carved.
而是那个时代的人们留给后人的预言或者是警示。
Instead, these are the prophecies or warnings left by people of that era for future generations.
而这个预言又和新仙女墓兵器的成因有着密切的关系。
And this prophecy is closely related to the cause of the emergence of fresh female warrior artifacts.
根据现在的调查结果，
According to the current survey results,
在新仙女墓兵器到来的时候，十几年内，
In the past 10 years,
英国的温度骤降了80摄氏度。
The temperature in the UK has dropped by 8 degrees Celsius.
格陵兰的温度骤降了20摄氏度。
Brand's temperature dropped by 20 degrees Celsius.
而仙女墓兵器结束的也很突然。
And the sudden appearance of new female soldiers and weapons is also surprising.
在距今大约11500年前。
Approximately 1,150 years ago.
前也是在短短的十几年时间内，气温陡升。
Also, in just a few short years, the temperature has risen sharply.
英国的温度就窜升了。
The temperature in the UK has risen.
大约9摄氏度。
About 9 degrees Celsius.
格陵兰的温度也狂飙了15摄氏度。
The temperature in Greenland also soared by 15 degrees Celsius.
这种短时间内温度的急剧上升和下降。
This sudden and rapid increase and decrease in temperature
对地球生态来讲都是灾难性的。
Disastrous for the Earth's ecosystem
为什么会出现这种气温陡升陡降的奇怪情况呢？
Why does this strange situation of sudden temperature rise and fall occur?
我得打断一下。
Howdy interrupted.
这个故事里有个 bug。
There's a bug in this story.
居然石镇是在新仙女墓冰期这1000多年气候灾变的特殊时间里埋了建建了埋的，那为啥后来气候稳定了，这些人类反而停止修建了呢？
Why did the people stop building and burying after the 1000-year climate disaster in the fresh female tomb ice age?
别慌。
Don't panic.
咱们一个一个的说。
Let's go through them one by one.
科学家们经过了几十年的研究。
Scientists have been studying for decades.
尽管后来气温骤升的原因啊。
Despite the reasons for the sudden rise in temperature,
至今还没有定论。
There is no definitive conclusion yet.
但一开始气温骤降的原因。
However, the initial reason for the sudden drop in temperature was.
到现在已经有了一个主流认识。
Currently, there is a mainstream understanding that.
就是大约距今13000年前，有一颗彗星撞击了北美的冰川。
Around 13,000 years ago, a comet struck a glacier in North America,
导致冰川迅速消融。
Causes glaciers to melt rapidly.
冰川融水通过密西西比河汇入了墨西哥湾。
The glacial meltwater flowed into the Gulf of Mexico through the Mississippi River.
从而影响了海洋环流。
This affects ocean currents.
导致气温骤降，而来自撞击后产生的尘埃气
caused by the sudden drop in temperature and the dust generated after the collision.
熔胶等等碎片颗粒在进入了大气平流层之后
Once the particles of salt, etc. have entered the atmospheric stratosphere.
后在当中停留了长达好几年的时间。
Spent a long time there.
从而阻挡了阳光的扩散。
This prevents the spread of sunlight.
造成了撞击冬。
Caused a collision.
冬天就这样。
Winter is like this.
全球气温又大幅度的下降了5到80摄氏度。
The global temperature has dropped by 5 to 8 degrees Celsius again.
而全球气候的巨变很显然就会直接影响到植物的生长周期。
And the major changes in the global climate will obviously directly affect the growth cycle of plants.
生物短缺就会接踵而至。
Biological shortages will follow.
而人类作为地球上最聪明的物种。
And humans as the most intelligent species on Earth.
为了应对气候巨变带来的生存威胁
To cope with the survival risks brought by climate change
肯定会选择大规模迁移
I will definitely choose large-scale migration
老马和老弟认为
Old Ma and old brother believe that
严重的气候灾变和食物短缺
Severe climate change and food shortages
以及大规模的迁徙
And large-scale migration
很可能导致了人类文明出现了大幅度的倒退。
This could likely lead to a significant setback in human civilization.
因为越是文明程度高的社会，分工就会越细致。
The more civilized a society is, the more specialized its division of labor will be.
某一类专门的知识和记忆
A specific type of knowledge and memory
就只会被少数人掌握
Only a few people will be able to master it
而且只有一切社会机能正常运作
And only when all social functions are functioning normally
知识的传承也才可能发生
Only through the transmission of knowledge can it happen
如果说发生突变
If it happens
导致社会里专门从事某些行当的能工巧匠去世了
caused the death of skilled workers in certain professions in society
或者说
or in other words
原先从事某些专业技术工作的人
those who previously worked in certain technical professions
没有办法靠原来的手艺吃饭了
there's no way to make a living with the old skills
他就得先去解决吃饭的问题。
It must first solve the problem of food.
就得去打猎采果子。
Then you have to go hunting and foraging for food.
那么知识的传承就被打断了。
Then the transmission of knowledge was interrupted.
所以只需要一两代人的时间。
So it only takes one or two generations.
就会造成文明的大幅度倒退。
This will cause a significant regression of civilization.
这解释了为什么在哥贝克利石镇会出现建造时间越晚的石镇。
He jai shi ver wai shen mi zai ji bei ki lai shi jen hui chu zion jian zao shi jian yu wan de shi chen.
反而建造技术越粗糙的这个现象。
The phenomenon of building technology becoming increasingly crude.
也解释了为什么在灾变刚刚发生时，劫后余生的人们尚能够用这种石雕的方式来保存记忆，警示后人。
It also explains why survivors of the disaster were still able to use this stone carving method to preserve memories even when the disaster had just occurred.
而一千多年后的人类不仅建筑技艺大幅倒退。
And after 1,000 years, humans not only experienced a significant decline in their architectural memory.
到最后
Finally,
甚至放弃了继续建造石镇
Even abandoned the construction of the fortress.
因为很可能经过了这个漫长的冰期
Because it is very likely that this has been through a long-term battle.
人类的技术和资源已经不足以支撑
Human technology and resources are insufficient to support.
再去修建这样的一座座规模宏大的巨石建筑
Go back and build such a large-scale stone building again.
这就是老马和老迪对你刚刚提出来的那个问题。
This is the question that Lao Mar and Lao Dai just raised to you.
研究之后得出的答案。
The answer that was found after the research.
也是他们对哥贝克利石镇诞生和结束的背景分析。
He shi tar men dui ji bei ki lai shi jian dan sing yi jai shu de bei jing fen zai.
好像有点道理。
It seems to make sense.
那这块秃鹫石究竟传达了什么样的警示呢？
What exactly does this bull eagle stone convey?
秃鹫石上最显著的标志。
The most prominent landmark on the vulture rock.
就是那只大秃鹫伸出的翅膀上面还有一个大圆球。老马和老迪认为这只大秃鹫实际上对应着射手座的茶壶星群。
There was a large sphere on the wing of the large vulture, and old Mar and old I believed that the large vulture actually corresponded to the Sagittarius star cluster.
这个星群由射手座内的一组恒星组成。
This star cluster is composed of a group of stars within the Sagittarius constellation.
看起来就像个茶壶，秃鹫翅。
It looks like a teapot has been dislocated.
翅膀上的圆球对应的就是太阳。
The round ball on the wings corresponds to the sun.
太阳右边的鸟对应的是蛇夫座。
The bird on the right is a Scorpio.
秃鹫下方的蝎子浮雕对应的是天蝎座。
The scorpion sculpture below the fracture corresponds to Scorpio.
那为什么老马和老迪会直觉地从星象角度来解读第43号石碑的图案呢？
Why did old Mare and old D instinctively interpret the 43rd pattern, which was a tenfold from an astrological perspective?
那是因为目前发现的很多古代巨石结构都是和记录星象有关的。
That's because many of the ancient large stone structures that have been discovered so far are related to recording the stars.
说了这么多
After all that,
老迪和老马其实就是要表达一个意思。
Old Dai and Old Mar actually wanted to express one meaning.
就是这些浮雕图案共同组成了一个时间印章。
These relief patterns together form a time stamp.
每一个图案所对应的星象位置合在一起。
When all the patterns are combined,
就给后人留下了一个准确的实现。
Leave a precise implementation for future generations.
那什么是时间印章呢？
What is a time stamp?
从地球上观察，一年四季的星空其实都在不断的变化着。
From the perspective of Earth, the starry sky changes constantly throughout the year.
每个星座的位置也随着时间的推移有所变化。
The position of each constellation also changes over time.
几千年前的星空。
Thousands of years ago, the starry sky.
肯定跟现在的星空不一样。
It's definitely different from the starry sky now.
而现在的星空又肯定和几千年以后的不一样。
And the current starry sky must also be different from the starry sky thousands of years later.
如果能够记录下当下的星座位置，
If you can record the current position of the zodiac,
那么以后的人们就能够根据星图来推算记录的准确时间。
Then people in the future will be able to calculate the accurate time based on the star chart.
其实这种时间印章到现在也还在使用。
Actually, this type of time seal is still in use today.
比如美国胡佛大坝上有一座叫共和国之翼的纪念碑。
For example, there is a monument called Republic's Wing on Lake Havasu Dam in the United States.
对，纪念碑基座四周的地面就镶嵌着星图，星图所描绘的就是1935年9月30日的北半球星空，是大坝举行落成典礼的日子。
The seven monuments surrounding the memorial are inlaid with star charts depicting the night sky on September 30, 1935, the day of the dedication ceremony for the dam.
创作这个星图的目的在于
The purpose of creating this star chart is to
即使几千年后
Even after thousands of years,
我们的文明已经成为了过去。
Our civilization has become a thing of the past.
未来的天文学家依然可以利用这张星图来推断出大坝的建造时间。
Therefore, astronomers can still use this star chart to deduce the construction of the dam and the stone statues.
所以
，So,
从这些迹象看
，based on these signs.
修建哥白克利石阵的人类已经掌握了丰富的天文和建筑知识。绝对不是一群原始人。再回到43号石碑，秃鹫石所在的第十阵。
Absolutely not a group of primitives returning to the standing stone at the stone circle of the 43rd stone.
它是按照当时的地球物理南北极朝向建造的，斗转星移。
It was built according to the orientation of the Earth's north and south poles at that time.
地球的地轴指向已经随着时间的流逝发生了比较大的变动。
The Earth's axis of rotation has undergone significant changes over time.
因此
Therefore,
现在的石阵地的南北轴向
The north-south axis of the stone field is now
比现在地球的物理正南正北从正北向西偏移了大约 7.5 度。
The Earth's magnetic poles are currently shifted about 7.5 degrees south of the magnetic north pole.
老马和老迪解读完秃鹫石上的星象图案之后
After Lao Mar and Lao Dai finished interpreting the star patterns on the stone,
一推算得出了结论
The calculation resulted in a conclusion.
这块石碑准确的建造时间
The exact construction date of this stone monument
是在距今12950年前后。
This was around 12,950 years ago.
好，因为浮雕显示了太阳正
Because the relief depicts the sun
正好在秃鹫的翅膀之上
Right on the back of the vulture
它就对应着茶壶星群是在日落时分出现在了地平线上的状态。
It corresponds to the state of the Teapot Cluster appearing on the horizon at sunset.
那么观察时间就是那一年夏至日的日落时分。
So, the observation time is the time of sunset in the year when there is no leisure.
因此这块石碑啊，就是一块精确到了小时的远古记录。
Therefore, this stone slab is a precisely recorded record from the ancient times down to the smallest stone.
大家觉得神不神奇呢？
Do you think it's amazing?
但最重要的问题
The most important question.
你没讲到啊。
You didn't expect it.
这一天到底发生了什么呢？
What happened today?
值得用这个石碑记录下来。
It's worth recording this on the monument.
关于这个问题啊
Regarding this issue,
秃鹫石右下角的那个无头人像很可能就给出了答案。
The headless figure on the right side of the vulture stone is likely the one who gave the answer.
因为这个图案代表着死亡。
Because this pattern represents death.
当天很有可能发生了一起重大的灾难事件。
There was a major disaster event that day.
所以作者呢才决定把这起事件用石碑的方式记录下来。
Therefore, the author decided to record this event in the form of a monument.
让子孙后代们都记得。
Let future generations remember.
另外
In addition,
老马和老迪对秃鹫石还有更加惊悚的解读。
Old Mar and Old Di had even more terrifying interpretations of the vulture stone.
他们认为
They believe that
秃鹫石的创作者认定了灾难还会再来的。
The creator of the scavenger stone believed that disasters would happen again.
所以赶紧记录下来
So quickly record it
向后代示警
Warn future generations.
一些科学家推测给哥贝克利人带来了巨大灾难的东西。
Ezi ki zu jir tu si jd bay ki li ren di li ler ju dar zi manda dong zi
也就是约13000年前造成了新仙女木冰期的那颗彗星。
That comet which caused the fresh-faced soldiers of the New World to wield weapons approximately 3,000 years ago.
它可能是来自于恩克彗星上掉落的一大块碎片。
It could be a large chunk of debris that fell from N comets.
也可能是来自金牛座流星群的一块大碎片。
It could also be a large fragment from the Perseid meteor shower.
令人毛骨悚然的事实是
The chilling fact is that
无论是恩克彗星也好
Whether it's Encke's comet
还是金牛座流星群也好
Whether it's the Perseid meteor shower
他们现今也都还是地球的固定访客有多固定呢地球
They are still regular visitors to Earth just like the Earth itself
每年都会穿越金牛座流星群
Every year, it will pass through the Perseid meteor shower.
所以每年人们都可以欣赏到金牛座流星雨。
Therefore, people can enjoy the Perseid meteor shower every year.
而恩克彗星是每3.3年就会回归太阳系一次。
And the Encke comet returns to the solar system once every 3 years.
而它所掉落的碎片就构成了金牛座流星群的主要成分。
And the fragments that fall are the main component of the Taurus meteor shower.
一般的看法是
The general view is that
恩克彗星和金牛座流星群都是距今20000至30000年前一颗更大彗星解体以后形成的碎片。
The Encke comet and the Perseid meteor shower are both fragments formed after a larger comet broke up about 20,000 to 30,000 years ago.
恩克彗星呢，只不过是碎片里面最大的那一块。
The Encke comet is just the largest piece in the debris.
既然如此，麻烦就来了。
If that's the case, then trouble is coming.
因为这些碎片在运动过程中就有可能再分裂解体。
Because these fragments can also split and break apart during movement.
所幸的是
Fortunately,
这些解体的碎片绝大多数都是很微小的尘埃。
These fragments are mostly very small dust.
它们被地球引力吸引
They were attracted by the Earth's gravity.
进入到大气层后
Once inside the atmosphere,
都能够在摩擦当中燃烧殆尽。
All of them can be completely burned out through friction.
于是大家就只看到了一个个流星。
So everyone only saw a series of shooting stars.
快速划过夜空。
Quickly sweep across the night sky.
可是
However,
如果当恩克彗星刚好在这个时候也回归了，和地球擦身而过。
If the Encke comet happened to pass by Earth at this time,
它又发生了解体。
It has been a breakthrough.
那就有比较大的可能。
That would be a more likely possibility.
会有较大的碎块撞向地球。
There will be large chunks of debris hitting the Earth.
那就会出现像新仙女木事件那样的大型撞击。
That would lead to large-scale collisions like the Fresh Girl Panic Incident.
而下一次恩克彗星回归太阳系
And the next time the Encke Comet returns to the solar system.
就是在2027年
In 2027.
可是从上一回新仙女木撞击事件以来
However, since the recent Fresh Female Tomb Incident,
恩克彗星回归太阳系
Encke comet returns to the solar system
从地球身边擦身而过
passing by the earth
也有几千回了
there are already thousands of episodes
为什么偏偏2027年会让老马和老迪这么焦虑呢
why are old mayor and old D so anxious about 2027?
这和金牛座流星群的活动周期有关。
This is related to the activity cycle of the Perseid meteor shower.
金牛座流星雨的活跃周期啊。
The peak period of the Perseid meteor shower.
有2000年和3000年之说。
There are 2,000 years and 3,000 years.
也就是说。
That is to say.
每过一段时间。
Every once in a while.
地球就会撞上比较密集的流星雨。
The Earth will collide with a dense meteor shower.
那么大块的陨石砸到地球的几率就会大增。
The probability of a large meteorite hitting the Earth will increase.
而直径上百米的小行星撞上地球就会造成相当严重的局部灾难。
And if a small asteroid with a diameter of over 100 meters hits the Earth, it will cause a significant local disaster.
一些非主流历史学观点就认为，距今约3000年前的青铜文明大灭绝事件就和流星雨的活跃期有关。
Some fringe historical viewpoints suggest that the approximately 3,000-year-old Bronze Age civilization collapse was related to the period of increased meteor showers. Believe,
当时发生了小行星撞击事件。
At that time, a small asteroid impact occurred,
造成了小规模的气候变迁。
Caused small-scale climate change,
且摧毁了早期的人类农业
destroyed early human agriculture,
导致了人口的大迁徙和一连串的战争
This led to mass migration and a series of wars.
当时发达的青铜文明们就一个个的毁灭了
At that time, the developed civilizations of the Bronze Age all collapsed.One by one.
仅仅留下了中国商朝这一根独苗。
Only the Chinese Shang Dynasty remains.
但总的来说
Overall,
自从3000多年前的青铜文明大灭绝之后
Since the extinction of the Bronze Age civilization over 3,000 years ago,
确实还没有发生过文明杀手级的陨石撞击事件。
Indeed, there has never been a civilization-level asteroid impact.
而现在呢，又卡在了流星雨活跃周期这个门槛上。
And now I'm stuck at the meteor shower activity cycle threshold again.
所以就尤其让老马和老弟紧张。
Therefore, it is especially important to bring in old Mar and old enemy.
因为13000年前那种程度的撞击灾难，看似已经远去了。
Because the debris of impact disaster 3,000 years ago seems to have already passed.
可是灾难的回归却是一个相当确定的事情。
However, the recurrence of disasters is a rather certain thing.
只是具体在什么时候发生。
When exactly it happens.
那么它离开的时间越久，就会越让人担心。某一天它会杀一个灰马。
So the longer he leaves, the more worried he will be that one day he will come back and kill.
想再给人类带来一次重击。
Bring humanity another breakthrough.
那么
Okay.
好，今天的故事就分享到这里。
The story for today is over here.
谢谢大家。
Thank you all.
最后多比说，
老夫日日夜观天象。
Finally, Moby Dick said that the old man had been observing the celestial phenomenon day and night.
怎么就没看出来有什么不一样呢？
Why didn't I notice anything different?